I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message at this time. I know I flipped it around, but if you'll meet me at the baptismal font. Cameron, see if your papa can lift you up, because I want you to see what's in here. What's in here?
Holy water.
Holy water? Hi, Kiki. I can't remember your real name, but I know Cameron calls you Kiki. I'm Pastor Anna. There's water in here. Do you want to touch the water? You can all touch it if you want. It's kind of cold, isn't it? It's a little chilly? Yeah. Well, I know we sometimes, it might feel like we meet up here at the baptismal font a lot for our children's messages. But that's because baptism is really important. And there are so many things that we can say about it that we could probably meet here every single Sunday and talk about something different about baptism. But what I want to talk about today is something called adoption. Do any of you know what adoption is? Well, it's when you grow in one mommy's tummy, but you grow in another mommy's heart, and after you're born, you are adopted by the mom and dad whose hearts you were born and grew in. So you have a different family than the one that you were born into. And I don't know if you know this, but when I was 23, when I was already a grown-up, I was adopted. And so adoption is really special to me. And so it might be no surprise that one of my favorite things about baptism is that we get adopted into God's family, right? God didn't give birth to us. We didn't grow in God's tummy. But God loves us so much that when we're baptized, God adopts us and we become God's children. And God becomes our father and mother, and Jesus becomes our brother, and all of the people in the church become our brothers and sisters. But not just in this church, in the whole church, all over the world, and all across time and space. So people that were born in 1500 and were baptized, they are our brothers and sisters. And people that will be born in the year 3000 and will be baptized, they are our brothers and sisters. So time and space doesn't matter. All of the church is our family and our brothers and sisters. So we have a really big family, don't we? I think that's good news, because all the people that can love on us and pray for us and care for us, the better. And we get to pray for them and care for them and love them too. Should we pray? Repeat after me. Good morning, God. Thank you for the water of baptism. Thank you for adopting us and giving us the whole family of the church. Help us to be loving brothers and sisters to our church family. In Jesus' name, amen. And before you go back to your seats, I'll tell you one more thing. Anytime you come up for communion, and this doesn't mean just you children, it means everybody, you are welcome to dip your hands in the water and make the sign of the cross over yourself and remember your baptism and be thankful for your new identity in Christ. All right, you may go back to your seats.